Mortgage Talk Show. I'm your host, Steve Conklin, president of Satori Mortgage. I'm here with Jake Giroff, Satori Mortgage. You can find us at mortgagetalkshow.com, licensed MLS 4190. How's it going today, Jake?
Good. Excited to talk some home financing.
All right. And we're going to bring you our first segment. It is called The Mortgage Buzz. It's going to be industry news, tidbits, factoids, all that good stuff. Jake, what do you got for us today?
Well, I found an article that says that foreclosure inventory rate is at 11-year low. That means that the share of U.S. homes at some stage of delinquency was 4.8% in February. That's down 0.2 percentage points from a year earlier.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy to think that over the past 11 years, foreclosures have probably gone from the hottest market to probably the slowest market. You know, you're not going to really find those deals out there anymore. You know, it's back to kind of pre-boom levels. It makes for shorter housing inventory, which basically is going to shoot up home prices.
Okay, now with the higher prices, I'm not going to see as many deals out there as, you know, my cousin talking like 4 or 5 years ago, he's able to get stuff under listing.
Yeah, you're not going to get any more deals out there. Also, we're seeing right now with, you know, with the shortage of homes, we're seeing, you know, a lot more people having to pay closing costs as well. So that's, you know, that's going into your closing costs. You're going to have to start putting a little bit more down for your home. You know, that's where it pays to find a veteran loan officer that can kind of help you get some creative financing.
Okay. Speaking of creative financing, what is a mortgage?
Well, that's a good thing you asked. A mortgage is pretty much any type of loan that you have on, you know, anything from a house to a trailer to a, you know, it can be a commercial office building, you know, 1-4 housing, you know, duplex. You know, it's pretty much a fixed end loan that is amortized over, well, it's not always amortized over, I guess that's not true because it could be a 5-year balloon, but pretty much it's, in general, the general sense is it's averaged over 30 years.
Okay, is there other terms that are popular?
Yeah, there's other terms. You have, you know, the 15-year loan, which is, you know, a shorter version of the 30-year. The payment's a little bit higher, but you pay less in interest. You know, you have the ARM loan, which it's fixed. Your payment will be fixed for a certain number of years, you know, 3, 5, 7, 10. Those are some popular ones. You know, you also can get into some type of, you know, commercial financing which, you know, we'll talk later on other episodes. We'll bring in some guests to talk commercial financing. Our main goal is going to be really to focus on the residential mortgages.
All right. So when we're looking to buy homes.
Yep. So basically anything that's pretty much for a home, and, you know, you can buy up to an investment like a fourplex, but pretty much anything, you know, that's surrounded by, you know, primary financing, which would be a primary home.
Okay. I know I see advertisements and stuff all the time for lots of different programs. Can you go over some of the programs with us today?
Yeah, there's just, you know, Mortgage 101, there's so many programs out there, and, you know, every show we'll kind of get into, you know, more specific programs, but the really popular ones are our conventional loans. Those are, you know, pretty much for good credit borrowers, you know, and those are sponsored by usually Fannie and Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. There's some government programs that are pretty popular. You have FHA, the VA for our veterans, and then USDA, which is kind of a rural home loan.
Okay, so in the Twin Cities market, when you're talking rural, like, how far out of town do you need to get for USDA?
You know, I've seen it in, you know, I don't know about the northern as much as the southern, but I've seen around Cannon Falls area. You know, we do a lot of business in Florida as well. They're a little bit more popular in Florida. Minnesota, you know, you definitely have to get, I would say, out of the 60-mile loop of the cities. So, you know, Cannon Falls, Red Wing, areas down there. Like I said, I'm not too sure on the northern suburbs.
If I did have questions on that, where could I go to learn more about if a property is eligible?
You can go to the USDA website, but the best way to do it is just to contact us at mortgagetalkshow.com, and get a professional to help you search, figure out what type of program, you know, really works for you. There's also, you know, unconventional programs out there too that, you know, people should be aware of. You have the, you know, the rehab loans, Fannie Mae Home Styles and FHA 203Ks. Those allow you to buy homes that, you know, might need added another bedroom or, you know, bathroom or something and do substantial repairs on them. There's also, you know, loans for real estate investors and people that have, you know, unique financing situation needs.
Okay. I've heard some people talking about how that using the rehab and new construction loan programs can kind of open up this lack of inventory at the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. It really ties into that article, you know, for, you know, right now what's happening, especially in areas that are developed, you know, around metro areas, is you have a shortage of homes. So, you know, a family like yours, a family of four, you know, they can find two bedroom houses, right? Well, you know, it's a really good way to walk in there and find an older home, add a couple bedrooms, or even just to update the home, and, you know, and make it to your liking. You can kind of take an older home and make it, you know, customize it to modern day and to whatever you prefer.
I know one of the things we like to say is when looking at the rehab loans, you can look more about buying by location, not as much by the home, because you can change it more to your liking of what you need out of that home.
Absolutely. That's a great point, you know, because it is all about location. And, you know, especially in older neighborhoods and stuff, you know, if you find a house, you know, a location you love, it's a great tool. I think it's underutilized in the market. It's a great tool for people to, you know, to go in there and, you know, rehab the house and make it brand new.
So what are, I hear a lot about first-time home buyer programs. What would you say are kind of your usual programs for first-time home buyers?
You know, there's a lot of FHA loans. You know, VA loans are great too if you're a veteran. FHA loans are pretty much common. They also do a lot of government grants where, you know, you can have, you know, there's very, you know, zero down payments. You know, a lot of the counties throughout the United States, they'll, you know, give down payment assistance. But FHA in general, there's also good conventional programs out there as well. If you have a little bit better credit, that offer a lot of 3% programs, and those are great for first-time home buyers.
Any other type of loans that you'd like to, that maybe unconventional? I know I hear about portfolio is one of the offerings that we have a lot, that we talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, portfolio, you know, it's kind of, if you have a unique financing situation, you know, portfolio is really good. We've done a few investor cash flows, which is pretty much, they don't check income. All they do is check credit, and they'll give you, you know, they'll either let you purchase or refi just based off your rent, you know, your monthly rental income, which is, it's very unique. There's also some, you know, self-employment loans where people that have, you know, large write-downs, you can do cash flow loans. So you basically take the income off their monthly cash flow versus, you know, what they show on their taxes. You know, in general, portfolio is really starting to make a comeback because, you know, the housing market's, you know, there's so much equity back in the market.
So what you're saying is just, there is a lot of programs available, and the best way to start is to talk by somebody that actually knows what they're talking about rather than looking at all the ads and stuff, and talk to a licensed loan officer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the best way is to just, you know, go and talk to a professional and really let them break it down to you. You know, on average, we give a client probably about 5 different options. And sometimes that's just an option just for conventional loans alone. So there really is, you know, there's always more than one option. You know, the best way is to go talk to somebody that has experience that can, you know, break it down, make it very simple, easy to understand. You know, numbers are very transparent, and you'll probably get the best deal, and you'll probably get the best loan for you. Because, you know, the loans and FHA and conventional, you know, it all depends on the borrower. One might be better than the other for certain people and certain goals.
Well, when you're saying 5 different offers or scenarios, are you talking just like different rates? Or are you talking about, you know, different lenders that offer different types of programs and rates?
It's pretty much, you know, it's the same type of program. You have rates, you have closing costs, down payment percentage. You know, generally, you know, unless generally it's the same type of program. It's just, how do you want to structure it? Do you want to put 3%? Do you want to put 5%? You know, do you want to put 20? Do you want to take a lower rate? Do you want to take a higher rate? And it really, that all really boils down to what you want to do, how long you want to stay in the house, you know, what you want for your monthly payment. You know, and it, like I said, it really boils down to the person. So if you're working with a mortgage professional, they should be able to cater the program to you.
You mentioned 20%. I hear that myth out there a lot, that you need 20% down, and that's just purely not true. There's a lot of different options available, and it's not just you need the 20% to avoid mortgage insurance. You can not have mortgage insurance or monthly mortgage insurance with other types of programs as well. And even if you're a veteran, you have the 0% down. So there are a lot of options available. It doesn't make sense to just wait on the sidelines until you have that 20%. It makes sense to talk to someone about it.
Absolutely. You know, in most cases, and again, everything's different. So I, you know, not one thing's the right answer, but in most cases I advise, especially younger people under the age of 40, to actually put less down and to put their cash in other places, because, you know, mortgages are so cheap.
All right, well, we'll be back shortly here. We are the Mortgage Talk Show, Jake and Steve.
Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual service special. Every stove, insert, and fireplace needs maintenance. Get it done now and save $40. You'll be ready to fire up before the cold weather hits again. From 94, take the Riverside Avenue exit and go east to 2901 Franklin Avenue. See the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of clean-burning, reliable, and environmentally smart stoves and fireplaces.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, owner of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Have you ever watched your dog or cat curl up in front of a fire, like a Norman Rockwell painting brought to life? It's primordial the way fire touches both the animal and the human. We have the equipment and the know-how to supply, install, and maintain stoves and fireplaces. Call us at 612-338-6606 and take advantage of our spring cleaning and maintenance special. We are online at woodlandstoves.com. The mission and the passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options, or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Hi, this is Matt from the Green Home Doctors. Do your ceilings show signs of unwanted moisture? Is your home warmer than you want? This means your insulation needs a tune-up and you're leaking expensive air conditioning in the summer. Green Home Doctors analyze your home with specialized equipment and prescribe a remedy that will save you money and save you energy, no matter what the season. Take advantage of rebates from Xcel Energy and CenterPoint Energy and make your home healthier today. Visit greenhomedr.com.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
It's home improvement season, and you know there's lots of projects to tackle. Here's one that won't break the budget. Get your air ducts cleaned by Zero Res. They need to be cleaned every 3 to 5 years to improve your furnace and your air quality. This month, save $50 when you get your air ducts Zero Resified. Plus, this month, get 3 rooms of carpet Zero Res clean, starting at $139. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward. Spells the same.
Talk Show, Steve and Jake from Satori Mortgage. You can find us at mortgagetalkshow.com. How's it going, Jake?
Good, good.
So what are we talking about now?
All right. So as licensed loan officers, one of the biggest questions we get all the time, and what our one of our biggest jobs is qualifying people. So we get the question a lot of, how do I qualify for a mortgage?
Okay, yeah. It's pretty simple. There's three main things that, you know, you need to qualify for is one, your credit score. Two is income, job history, how much you make, and three is assets.
All right, one of the biggest questions is definitely that credit. You want to go over that a bit?
Yeah, so credit pretty much, you know, there's three big models, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. We take the mid-score, which is, you know, it's composed of their algorithms. And I'd say I see scores on a daily basis from 494 to 850.
How does it work when buying with a spouse?
Okay, when you buy with a spouse, that's a good question. You actually take the lowest mid-score of, you know, husband or wife.
What do you recommend if I'm really responsible with my credit and my wife isn't? Just kidding.
I recommend, you know, you can look at a couple of different options. If you keep your spouse off the loan, it doesn't mean they're off title, but it might give you a better interest rate. If you can qualify with one income versus two, you know, that's pretty common occurrence, actually. One has the good credit and one does not.
When someone calls up and says, hey, I have bad credit, what do you generally talk about then?
You know, I generally, you know, unless it's really bad, we're talking, you know, I'd say really bad is probably the sub 600s, unless, you know, a lot of people think they have bad credit and they really don't. A 650 is not really that bad of a score when it comes to a mortgage. But if somebody has, you know, really poor credit after they talk to us, I recommend probably a credit repair program, or, you know, sometimes a lot of times what I see is, you know, especially with VA loans, is people just don't use credit. And so they don't have a good credit score. It's not because they have bad credit, it's because they don't have credit. And the best way to find that out is really to go talk to, you know, a professional, get your credit pulled, and find out, you know, what tier you're in. Do you have good credit? Do you have bad credit? Do you have okay credit? Because like I said, a lot of people come to us and they say they have, you know, not good credit, and their credit actually is, you know, 650, 660, which is, you know, around average, I'd say.
How do you find when people say, oh, I use my free credit service AB or whatever, and versus their actual credit score that they have?
Generally, that's a vanity score. So you're looking at, it's probably going to be about 15 points higher than your actual true credit score. And it actually, I see it on the lower credit ends, where some people will think they have a 650 and they really have, you know, a 600. It doesn't seem that high up on the higher end, but yeah, the vanity score unfortunately is not something that any mortgage company can use. They have to pull the true score, which is the three main bureaus.
Is it important for seeing kind of more of a trend line of where your credit is than the actual score?
You know, we'll talk more about it in more segments, but you know, it is the trend is actually, I would say, yeah, the trend's pretty good. You know, again, there's ways to get your credit up as well. The easiest way is to, you know, really just to get your credit pulled and then talk to somebody about it. That's the only way you're going to know your true score.
Okay. One of the other points we talked about was income. Mm-hmm. What do you mean for qualification in terms of income?
So a very simple way to put that is you need 2 years of a job. The only exception really, for the most part, is if you know, we're in college and you just got your first job. But generally they want 2 years of income.
How about job gaps? That was one of the things that I was very afraid of when I was getting my mortgage, was I had a little bit of a gap. How do we usually go around that?
Yeah, you know, job gaps, they're pretty common. Generally anything over, you know, 30 to 60 days, they're going to kind of want an explanation on it. But, you know, if it's less than 90, Generally, it's very easy. It's just a letter of saying, hey, you know, I had this gap. I either took some time off, I got laid off, however it goes. But generally, it's very, very easy to get around. Again, it's really about the 2 years or more of solid income. One thing they've kind of changed the rule to on is if you had multiple jobs within 12 months, generally you want to have under four. You know, they've kind of really tightened that up. So they're kind of trying to make sure that people, you know, they're looking for stable 2 years of job history.
Okay. What would you give for advice for self-employed borrowers versus the W-2?
Self-employed, you absolutely need 2 years on tax returns. And I would say, you know, self-employment income is a little bit tricky. Some people think they don't qualify when they actually, you know, do qualify. And again, the best way to find out on self-employed is to go talk to, you know, somebody, licensed loan officer, contact us at mortgagetalkshow.com. But you need to have 2 years on your taxes.
The third point was assets. What would you advise for someone when talking about the assets for qualification?
You know, assets, that's kind of the biggest myth is that, you know, you need 20% down. There's loans that, you know, a lot of standard FHA government loans that you can actually get with zero down. You don't need any money. Conventionals generally start at 3% down, and this is off the purchase price. And, you know, the one thing I see a lot, especially with, you know, actually all ages, is gifts.
Okay.
You can use gifts for down payment, and that's kind of a nice way a family member can gift you, you know, money, which that kind of helps people put cash down.
Which programs can I use gifts on?
You can use gifts on every program out there, from conventional, FHA, portfolio, USDA, VA, any program, as long as it's generally a family member. There is, you know, there's some things with close friends, other relatives, but I always like to say, you know, as long as a family member, you're okay with the gift.
Is there any words of caution for with the gifts of how to receive it or sourcing it? Do I just put it right in my bank account or is there a way to go about it?
Yeah, I would say the best way is not to put it in your bank account and just kind of wire it to title. And again, you know, this is our first segment. We'll go into gifts in a later, you know, later segment. But yeah, the best way is just to talk to, you know, before you put that in your account, go talk to the loan officer, say, how do I qualify? What do I need to do? I'm getting a gift from, you know, whoever, and how do I get that there?
Okay, so that's a lot of really good information on qualifications. So when we're advising somebody where to get started, what do we want to do?
You know, the easiest thing is to really just go to the mortgagetalkshow.com, contact us, and, you know, we're going to walk you through, you know, step by step. We have online apps. We have apps where you can call in. A live loan officer will take it. Really, however you feel comfortable with. We even have an app on a phone, Satori Mortgage. So it's very, very easy to get started. And then, you know, after that, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk to you about, you know, how to qualify, what you qualify for. And if it's your first house or your 100th house, you know, we're going to take our time and make sure you understand the programs.
And then this is where you'll be able to come up with different scenarios that fit my needs, right?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, if it's your first house or 100th house, you know, we're here to give you, you know, the best option, best rate, the best program that fits your needs. You know, like I said, not everybody's needs the same. Some people have needs that they're going to be in the house for a year. Some people are going to be in a house for 30 years. You know, some people, you know, want to put a lot of money down. Some people don't have a lot of money. So it really is just, you know, for the person, the couple, you know, whoever is going to buy the house. I mean, you know, it's like a snowflake. Everybody's different.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Steve, for all that information. That is the end of our first ever Mortgage Talk Show. It was great to spend time with you guys here today.
Have a great day. Thank you very much.